produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
Hello and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. It is January 2022 already. So I'm Josie Hopkins and I am so excited to kick this year off and to begin with a new theme. Each of the past few years, I have chosen a theme for the year that gives me my intention about where I feel that I'm going and reminding me of where I've been. And so there was Inspire 2020 when I was really bringing about Josie's Inspiration, the radio show. Then there was last year, Journey 2021. What an amazing journey 2021 was. You know, getting the cancer diagnosis, having the COVID be out and about and around us, feeling restricted, but also feeling freed. Freed because there was not an obligation to go out and do things, because it was clear to everyone with COVID being around that we weren't going to be doing things as usual. It was not going to be business as normal. And so now here we are in 2022, and it's about transition for me. I've learned some things over the past few years about my life, about myself, and I'm ready to transition into this new year, taking all of the lessons that I've learned, continuing to be a student, to continue to listen and to hear for God's direction in my life for what He has called me to do. And as you heard in the song at the beginning of the show, my purpose is to praise Him. My purpose is to serve God and to always have Him in the forefront of whatever I'm doing. And so as I begin this show today for January 2022 on Josie's Inspiration, Finding My Way Network, I'm forever grateful to Kayla for this opportunity and for my ability to share the messages, share from my heart, and to inspire others to find their purpose and their passion. I was looking at some scriptures, and Isaiah 43:19 always is important to me. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And that's so much of where we are now. God continuously does new things in our lives, but we don't always see it. We don't always recognize it. Too often we get caught up in the disappointments of what we expected not being fulfilled, and we may become, down about it or angry in some cases because we had certain expectations and because they weren't fulfilled in the way we thought they should be. But I have learned that when opportunities present themselves, it's not always in the way that I perceived it. But I want to always be ready to hear Him, ready to know that He's doing a new thing in my life. And so I'm ready to transition this year, to transform, and to be available to be used by God, because He is making a way in the wilderness. And even as I have gone through this cancer diagnosis now for for some time, I'm aware that I see myself as a blessing in this, that there is a blessing in each of my four cancer diagnoses, because it brings me to a place of stillness, a place of humbleness, and a place to realize that God is still working in my life. Because I have life, and because of this diagnosis, I have learned that stillness is important. I've always, not always, but being in my business, wellness, and self-care, I've learned the importance of making myself a priority. And so for some time now, I have shared with others that it's not selfish to put yourself first. It's self-care and self-love. But before I put myself first, I have to put God first, because He's my creator. He is the designer of me. He is the orchestrator of me. He has created me for His purpose. So whatever I'm going through, I have to acknowledge that there is a greater purpose than what I might immediately see. And so before I become down about cancer diagnosis, before I get down and sad about the doctors telling me that they see something new, I have to ask God, what is the purpose of this? What am I to be doing with this? How do I use what the world would say is a negative to be something positive, to give you the glory, Lord, to show you in my life, to allow you to shine forth through all of my circumstances. And so I began to tell people last year that I'm God's poster child, that cancer does not look like death. So you may find me in the chemo chair doing a Facebook Live, or on a day when, you know, I may not be feeling my best, but trying to uplift, encourage someone else, because inspiration is always my goal. Josie's Inspiration is my theme, it's my brand, it's my desire to help others be uplifted, find ways to bring joy into situations that would normally seem to be down or seem to be joyless, and to find out why, not necessarily why these things are happening, but to find out how we can use these to God's benefit. So Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And so I hold fast to that. I hold fast that the former things of my life, I can't go backwards. I can't go back and get what I had. I can't go back and recreate a moment. I can have memories. Interestingly enough, this morning I was having a conversation with my son, Adrian, who's helping me with my websites. And I was telling him that, you know, Josie's Inspiration as a radio show has been around for a very long time. In fact, I was telling him that I have cassette tapes of show recordings and I have CDs of show recordings. And I was excited as I was cleaning out my office at the end of the year to find these items. And I was like, wow, Josie's Inspiration has been something for me for a while. Even before I made it my brand, it was a show. It was a vision. It was a concept. And there is some record and documentation to support that. And I got excited because I was thinking, oh, as we develop the website, you know, I've got all these things that were past. And he reminded me, don't go backwards, go forward. And so as I read the scripture, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? It says, remember not the former things. So I can't get stuck in the past. I can't go back and wish that I had done something different at some previous point in time. Everything in my life has been purposed. And even the mistakes that I've made, even the blunders, even the downfalls and the tragedies or the challenges that have happened, they've come to make me who I am now. And I'm very grateful. So what are the challenges that you've had that you keep trying to go backwards and fix? We can't. We can't go backwards. You know, stand on the lessons that you've learned. Take something from each experience and use it to strengthen you as you move forward. And that's what I intend to do. And Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose." So all those things of my past, all those things that I've experienced, they are going to be used for good. God's going to continue to use me, use my circumstances, use my obstacles, use my challenges, use my diagnosis, use my disappointments, use my tragedies. He's going to use those things for good, to help someone else according to his purpose. So as I was thinking about what it means to transform or to be transitioning, and I toyed between Transformation 2022 and Transition 2022, and I stayed with transition because transition is about being able to make a change, being able to change from one state or condition to another, to shift. And so I'm ready to make a shift. I'm ready to make a shift for 2022. a shift in being more purposeful, to being more intentional, and to fulfill the things that I set forth for myself. So for many years now, I have been pursuing my aromatherapy certification. I am closer than close than I've ever been, but I'm still not there yet. I keep putting off things that I could get done. And I don't know why, but that's one of the things that I'm going to do in 2022 is to set my intention with some goals. And so what is the difference between an intention and a goal? Well, I had to look that up because I was thinking, well, you know, isn't that kind of the same thing? But goals are a destination or a specific achievement. And our intentions are how we live it each day. So it's not about how I achieve the goal or the destination, but it's how I'm living it. And so it's an action. It's me taking action towards the goals that I have. And the goals are external achievements, but the intentions are all about my relationship with myself and with others. And that's so important because relationships matter. How I treat myself, how I treat others. And that's a big part of my intention, that as I set forth in 2022 and as I make that transition, that I hold on to those things that have positivity in my life, let go of things that are distressing. In fact, I unsubscribe to a lot of things. I remove myself from some things that were really important to me. One of which was stepping away from my damsel in defense business. It has been it was a amazing 7 years being a damsel in defense pro, building a team, supporting my team, having Zooms and training calls and supporting and helping build other leaders, being a part of a community that was doing good. But I had to stop this year and say, where am I going in my life? I had to be real about the fact that I'm now 67 years young, and in just 2.5 years, I'm going to be 70 years old. And my husband and I were having a conversation about the fact that I said I did not want to be pulling my little red wagon with my products and going to vendor events and setting up tables when I'm 70 years old. And he reminded me that he was going to be 70 before I was. And I know that each event that I do and each thing that I am a part of, he's a big supporter. He comes, he pulls the wagon with me, he helps me set up my table, he makes sure that I'm safe, he drives me where I have to go, he comes back to pick me up. And even though he tells me that he does it because he loves me and he's committed to supporting me, I had to also take into account that not just my health, but his health. And while I love that he was coming and doing these things for me, he was doing them for me, not because he chose to, but because I had a need. And so I made a decision that rather than waiting until the age 70 hit and suddenly I was going to make some transition at 70, I needed to prepare myself and I needed to start to walk my journey to live my purpose and my passion beginning now. And so that's where I am. And it's January 2022. And I'm excited because brand new possibilities, not just because it's January, but because I woke up this morning. And, you know, sometimes people will go off and they'll make resolutions about what they're going to do. I'm not making a resolution. I'm not setting any huge goals. I'm going to take it a day at a time, with some realistic timelines. So this morning I told my son that, you know, he said, where do you want to be in March 2022 with your website, with your business? And so I had to make some declarations to him that I wanted to at that point be set in my business, speaking engagements, going out doing presentations around health and wellness, using my essential oils to empower others in their health, and to be doing Josie's Inspiration as a full business platform. And so Josie's Inspiration includes my radio show, my essential oils, my soul purpose business. It includes everything that I intend to be doing and about. But first of all, God is there. And so I know I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. And also Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And so I'm ready. I'm ready for this transition. I'm ready for new things. I'm ready for new commitments to God and to myself. I'm ready for him to bless me beyond my wildest dreams, as he continues to do. You know, not because I'm asking him, give me, give me, give me, but I ask him to give me the desires that he would have for my life, to show me the direction that he would have me go, to place in my path the people that he would have me touch, to bless my family, and to allow us to continue to grow in love and in prosperity and in faith. And that's what he continually does for me. Therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. And so I stand firm in that. The old has gone and the new is here. But there was nothing wrong with the old. It's just that we can't stay in the past. We have to get ready. We have to be ready for something new. Because if we stay stuck, God can't use us. You know, I've got to move my feet. I've got to stand up. I've got to be in the position to take action when he calls on me. I went the other day to get new eyeglasses, to get my eyes checked. And transition lenses. I was thinking about transition lenses and, you know, transition lenses. And I'm thinking about transition in my life. So what is it about transition lenses that makes them important? And it says that transition lenses contain special patented photochromic dyes that cause the lens to activate or darken when exposed to ultraviolet rays from sunlight. When the UV light diminishes, the lens fade back. As light conditions change, the level of tint adjusts, offering the right tint at the right time. So, if I take that and I apply that to my life, I have to be ready that when darkness comes in my life, I have to be ready to activate my faith, to activate the realization that God is in charge. And when I'm exposed to things, maybe I'm exposed to COVID, maybe I'm exposed to Omicron or Delta, I don't know. Because even in my desire to stay safe and to not be exposed to things, I don't know who I'm going to be around. And so I have to be ready to transition when I'm out and about. I have to wear my mask. I might have to go back to wearing my shield. I have to make sure that I'm doing the things to protect myself. And as conditions change, I have to be ready to adjust. And so maybe that's the key, that transitions are an adjustment. How are you adjusting to life circumstances? How are you adjusting to the changes that are happening around us? The changes in our world, the changes in our community, the changes in your life, in our health, in our homes, and in our families. Change is constant. And we have to be aware that we can't stay stuck. We can't go backwards. We can't stay in one spot and think that we are going to be invincible. We have to, like the trees, when the wind blows, we got to sway in it. We have to be ready for change because change is happening. If we look around the world, if we look at the traumas and the sad things that are happening, the fires, the floods, the earthquakes, all the things that are happening, change is happening. Climate change, world change, leaders change, and we have to change. But we can make change a positive because we can take change and we can prepare for it by having an open mind and the faith to know that in every change, God is with us. He is protecting us. We don't have to conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's Romans 12:2. We don't need to be like everybody else. In fact, I've always prided myself in being different and unique. Didn't always understand why I felt different, but once I understood that it was not a bad thing to be different, then I embrace my uniqueness. I embrace the fact that I am a child of God, made in His image, but so are those around me. And His image is varied. It's not locked into one picture that maybe we saw hanging on walls when we were children, of a Jesus with straight wavy hair, with a pointed nose. You know, God is infinite. His son Jesus is infinite. And they're omnipresent with us. So as we transition into 2022, be ready for changes. Be open to changes. And know that change is good, because as long as we're open to change, we're open to growth. Because we can't grow if we're not willing to change. When a seed is planted, it's a seed. But if it stayed a seed, we would never see the beauty that was inside of it. So that seed gets planted into dirt. It gets watered. And then you see a little sprout. And that sprout grows. And it begins to grow to the sunlight, going to get nourished until that seed becomes what God intended it to be it a flower or a tree or a shrub, but it all starts with the seed. And so, Lord, allow me to be your seed, planted in the richness of your word, watered by your grace and mercy, given sunlight by your promises, and growing for your purpose. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see 2022. Thank you for new mercies every day. And I bless your holy name. And I thank you for this journey. I thank you for Joseph's inspiration and all that it's able to do to open up opportunities for other hosts to share messages that you have given them, to be a part of Finding My Way Network, and to spread joy around the world. Thank you, Lord, for continuing to bless me. I love you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
The one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy, 'cause that world I
Well, hello once again, and thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Rev. Lydia Speaks Network. I wanted to come share some things with you and just discuss some things that were on my mind, and I think a whole lot of people could probably benefit from it. As you know, I like to sit in my prayer time, and I like to spend my intentional time talking to God and meditating. But this time, while I was going into my prayer time and counting my blessings, things began to flow, or should I say, come up from as far back as childhood. And at first, I was a little taken aback. What could be the reason behind that sad trip down memory lane when I was trying to do something so positive? But then it hit me. There has to be something within that hasn't completely healed. So then I thought, you have got to be kidding. After all of these decades, almost everyone that was involved is dead. Now, this is plain as day what I heard next. And what I heard was, but that does not mean it's over. Now, can you imagine the shock? I've done my work. I've forgiven everybody, including myself, for allowing them free rent in my head for so long. So what's up? I'm grateful that I did realize the things that you've been taught and told long enough, and by the people in your life that had power over that time, over you, and how you saw yourself. These things are still somewhere deep within. And the reason for it surfacing now? I was busy giving thanks for how my life has progressed, how things that could have destroyed me turned out to be a blessing in the long run. Now, Hebrews 10:35 says, "Cast not therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward." Don't cast it away. That's a fancy way to say, know who you are and whose you are, and go do your thing without fear. And you have to do that knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now, I must have lived by this saying, even if only unconsciously. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, meaning everything I gave thanks for showed me the times that I was told I wasn't good enough to proceed with whatever it was that I'd set my mind on. Like something simple as starting a business. But I chose to start a business in a location that really didn't make a black woman entrepreneur welcome. And I was told that I would never make it. But let me tell you something. When God has provided you with a dream, an idea, or whatever you call it, He will provide the way. The thing was, the people will become accustomed to their perception of you. They get comfortable with who they think you are and who they need you to be for them at that moment. When you decide to do something different, it scares them to think that you may be progressing and maybe even going past them. And that begs the question, why is it that we can never cheer for others but want a ticker tape parade for ourselves when the least little thing goes right? The you will never make it and the what made you think of that? It hurts so because they came from my own family. And when the ones who are supposed to have your back turn out to be the ones who are talking negatively behind your back, that makes you question if they may not be right. After all, you thought they were greater than you or more powerful than you or knew more than you. But it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself over the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That is to say, it doesn't matter what anyone thinks they know about a given situation. You follow what Jesus says the Father sees when He looks at you. That's what I did. Not saying it wasn't trying at times, but I was there in my space for 30 years in a place where no one thought I belonged. And praise God, there were so many other things I chose to lean not into my own understanding about as well. And they turned out to be positive steps along my journey. A journey that, as far as I'm concerned, is just beginning to get interesting. When people try to stop you in your tracks, as far as your dreams are concerned, and you know those desires are in the will of God, then it's time for you to walk by faith and not by sight, because what you see in the natural can cause you to give up. And when you do, know this, you are not just giving up on yourself, but on the power of God in your life. You're most likely to focus on the storms of life that you've already been through, you're accustomed to in one way or another, than to focus on the fact that those storms may have just been there to prepare you for better days. So, actually, I guess a better question would be, what is your foundation? Your understanding of the difference between what people say and what God says. And it's because I have taken the time to have a relationship with my Father that I believe that what He says about me far outweighs what others or even myself think. God is my foundation. And when you build a house, if you don't have a sturdy foundation, I don't care how you decorate it, paint it, what it looks like. When the storms of life come, and they will, your beautiful outside will crumble. And likewise, if your faith in God is weak, you can't use it as a weapon to stop the storm, because your words, your thoughts, nothing has power. Just like when the disciples were attempting to vanquish the demon in the man and they failed, and Jesus, the real power, had to step in and finish the job. The disciples thought they knew what to do, and technically they did, but not one of them knew the power of God like Christ, who is God. And when we think or act with a level of uncertainty of any kind, we devalue that power of God, the living God, that is within us. The Christ consciousness that was placed there for you to draw upon. Now, that's your power. Would you face a lion with a twig if you knew that it would take something stronger? God didn't say that you would never have challenges, but He did say that you would not face them alone. Let's look at Isaiah 43:2. And it says, "When you go through deep water, I will be with you." Now I have to be extremely transparent right here, because I face some tsunamis as far as challenges, and I quite literally cannot swim. So it had to be God, God who blessed me with everything and everyone and every day that I've seen thus far, even when I felt like I wasn't even sure I wanted to be here anymore. When I wanted to get into bed and cover my head and just stay there, don't worry about eating or anything else. But God would come and speak to me in ways I can't understand, but my spirit could grasp onto, just so I could hold on long enough to see what His plan actually was for my life. And sometimes I would find myself saying, "Is that what this was all about? Well, Lord, did you have to take it this far?" And He would answer me, "I tried, but you can be very dense, daughter." Thank God for not giving up on me during those times, even though I didn't like the lessons some of the times. It's very easy to think of yourself as less than or even inadequate. After all, most of us were raised with the idea that children need to be seen and not heard. Don't ask so many questions. And when you question something, you were told not to be so grown. But Jesus Himself said, "Suffer the little children come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And I have enough little ones around me to know that the very first thing they do when they come to you is to ask questions. And you need to be ready with an answer. So, does that mean that the grown-ups who taught us to be seen and not heard did so because they felt ill-equipped to give answers? Now, don't judge them too harshly. They taught us what they thought would help us in the long run, and in many cases, keep you alive. But some of that go along just to get along thinking is what has held us back from being the best self that we could be, because it generated fear, the fear of change. And you know, there is such a thing as a generational curse. But that only lasts as long as it takes for a generation to come to the conclusion that they have a right to think. They have a right to question and to grow into a new creation, moving in a new direction, a direction of change in perception. Now, I know that sounds a little strange, but let me give you an example. Have you ever stood and watched the ocean, just stood on the beach and looked out at all the power, all the beauty? Kind of makes you feel small and maybe even unimportant. But what happens when you shift your thinking and you couple that with the knowledge you will acquire when you sit and spend time asking God your innermost questions and sharing your innermost thoughts and then listening for his answer? You learn that all life contains the Spirit of God the Father. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, we have the right to come to him as his child and ask what we will whenever we want. And then just like the one drop of the ocean water contains all of the elements of the whole, so we are filled with the power of the God who in whose image and likeness we were created. But wait a minute, there's more. As if that in and of itself was not enough to digest, for all those times you feel alone, all those times you feel uninspired and unimportant, there is still yet another layer of protection for your life and for your thought patterns and for your soul. We have been given the strength of the Holy Spirit to walk with us, guide us. So with all of that, after acknowledging how much you mean to God, and how much time he took creating you and teaching you and preparing for you, and even when the lessons may have to hurt, and just how full of him you are, how can you even entertain the idea that you are not enough, that you don't have enough, that you aren't worthy enough to have more? Jesus said, as he was about to leave, "These things I do, and more you will do, because I go to my Father." Meaning, if you have watched me, and you know that I have come from God, and you know that I am God, and I'm teaching you step by step by step how to empower yourself, how to know that it's no shame to acknowledge that you are one with your Father. It's what he wants you to do. We are here right now in this time, and there's so much going on in this time that we can't afford to shrink. Those of us who know that we know that we know that we know need to teach people how to tap into that knowledge, how to know that they are more than enough, that they have the same powers, the same brightness of being as the Christ who taught us. We are here in this time, and I know there's enough of us that we could actually change some things, but instead of being afraid that something may happen to our little piece of the world, our little good. That's why we don't step out enough to help when others are hurting. We give, and we give money, and we give staples to somebody who maybe they've been in a hurricane or something. We give like that. But are we giving because we know that we are all one, and what happens to one happens to the other? Or are we giving to make ourselves feel better? I'm telling you, if we open our mind, open our eyes, and know that the Christ we serve is there, is waiting to just for us to exhale the goodness, the prosperity, the knowledge that He lives, and He lives through us. We work here to become the eyes and the ears and the legs and the arms of God. We are here to learn. We are here to expand upon the knowledge that we have. I call Earth the school. And in this Earth school, there is much for us to understand and decipher. Some of it is quite painful, and some of it makes us question why God even lets this continue. But He has His reason. And when you can't hear His voice, just trust His plan. Because He knows, He's here, He understands. And He has given us every right to speak to Him, to be with Him. And that's what He wants. So in the middle of my intentional time, even though some sad things came up, God gave me answers to all of those things. And it was not a thing that I could question. I just had to say thank you and continue on. When I meditate, I let things go past me like watching a movie. And there are times in that movie that you can see what's about to happen, because those were memories. But when you can see what's about to happen, it also means that you could see what caused it. And those times, I believe, are put there so that you don't make the same mistakes twice. And when it's something that you can't understand yourself, you have the Holy Spirit to ask to give you strength and to help you and to lead you and to guide you. And that's all God wants, is an invitation into your life. So if you could ask Him into your heart, ask Him into every aspect of your life and your world right now, do you know how much strength that you walk in? Do you know who you are? Do you know why you are? And do you know whose you are? And ask yourself these questions. And then ask yourself, have I sat down with God and given Him the opportunity to speak? Or do I just rattle on and tell Him my problems and expect the answer to just pop into my head? It's called conversation. And conversation with God is the best conversation you could ever, ever have. It's taken me some time to learn that. It's taken me some time to know that it's okay to ask for your dreams to manifest. Because a long time ago, there were people that said you weren't supposed to pray for yourself. But if you can't pray for yourself to be strengthened in order to help others, what's the use? I pray for everything. I pray for everybody. I pray for decisions that I have made to be forgiven. And I pray for decisions that I need to make to be right. But never again will I count myself unworthy, because I am a child of the righteous God, and He loves me. He loves me, and I have to love myself. And when I realize how much He loves me, that's how much I can love others. And I can let the hurts just roll off my back like water off of a duck's back. And I know that we are all one. And it takes that for us to just drive that power into this atmosphere that is filled with hatred and bigotry and idolatry and everything else that is not in the will of God. I thank you for listening to me. And when I go into my next prayer time, I will go in knowing that there are those that have listened to me, and maybe I have just helped just a few of you, and that would be good for me to know. I thank you, and I ask you to join me again next time. Be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.